Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the second week in September. Can't believe it's already the second week in September. My birthday's coming up soon. Come on, October. Well, with last week being my 100th weekly Angel Healing House radio show, some of you may not know, I started Angel Healing House weekly radio show in January of 2012. I announced last week that all callers into the show, whether I was able to speak with them or not, would go into a random drawing for one gift package, one random caller to be picked for that gift package. And drum roll, please, the caller that was chosen was Justina. Justina, you've won all three of my books and a CD. And with gift-giving season coming up at the end of the year, you might have holiday gifts for many of your loved ones. So I will be calling you after the show to give you the good news. I want to thank all of the people that emailed me, called me, texted me, sent me Facebook well wishes on my 400th show. And this person wrote to me, and she wrote, "Dear Candy, I have been a longtime listener to your show, and although I have never called in, I have received such important guidance and clarity from you and your wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Now, the reason I'm writing to you is to thank you in particular for all the shows that you've done this year that explain what happens when we die and the afterlife. My beautiful mom crossed over in April, and I was in shock and traumatized with grief that I had lost her. Your shows on how we do not die and live on, how we all wrote soul contracts, and how we can speak to our loved ones across the veil, all of these brought me great comfort and healing. Knowing, in fact, that I haven't lost my mom, as she and our love never dies. I took your advice, and I began to make communicating with my mother a priority by setting aside a specific time each day. Now, after a while, I noticed that the flame of the candle that I lit would wildly flicker back and forth with no windows open, and the lights in the room would flicker on and off as well. Encouraged by these signs, I asked Mom to send me more signs. The next morning when I opened my bedroom curtains, a hummingbird, Mom's favorite bird, was sitting on a branch of a tree right outside my window. And when I went for a walk, a hummingbird flew right in front of me, hovered in midair. When this hummingbird suddenly took off, I read the t-shirt of the jogger running towards me, and it said, "My special angel." I still miss my mother terribly, yet by following your suggestions, allowing myself to feel her love, rather than shutting it off because she's not physically here, has made all the difference. I cannot thank you enough. With love, Catherine, and she is in British Columbia. Thank you, Catherine, for those beautiful words. And if you would like to listen to any of the previous Angel Healing House radio programs, please visit my host page on Transformation Talk Radio, where all of those previous shows are archived and they can be listened to at any date, at any day, and at any time. And with it being September, the theme of this month is welcoming the new into our lives. You know, after years of taking inspired action towards our dreams, our goals, our desires, many of us are anticipating the fulfillment of our prayers. And the Posse of Angels have entitled today's program, Ask for a Beneficial Life, Not an Easy One. So the Posse of Angels asked me, why do humans wish for an easy life? With many in the Posse of Angels never having experienced a physical world and not having to be concerned with issues around time, money, material circumstances, you know, I could really see how their query was a valid one. Their question was prompted while I was reading an email from a client who wrote that she found the strength to leave a dishonoring relationship. She explained that as she was starting all over again, she was opening up her own healing practice. She wrote that she was very impressed with my accomplishments, and she mentioned the ones where I created my own radio program, my number one Amazon International best-selling books, and of course, my Angel Healing House healing practice. As she was starting her life again, she asked if I had any tips or advice that I could give her to help make her life easy. Now, what got my attention was the word easy. As I replied to her, I thought to myself, how often do we look at successful people? And we have a tendency to enviously look at their end result of their life and their successes. And, you know, we never take time to wonder what that person's journey was like along their way. You know, what did they go through? What brought them to this success? Well, below is the email that I wrote to her. I said, thank you very much for your email. When I read that you wanted some tips on how to make life easy, well, it made me think back over my own journey to where I find myself today. And if there's one word that I would not use to describe my life, it would be easy. Along my journey, I drew to myself an emotionally and mentally abusive marriage for 22 years, in which I allowed myself to be codependent as I became a controlled, silent victim of bullying and abuse. Deeply depressed and barely able to keep my life force energy going, I knew that if I stayed within that marriage, that eventually one of my suicide attempts would have been successful. Finding the inner strength to break away from years of abuse, I chose only to blame and to see myself as a victim. Instead of doing the work, now this is really important, instead of doing the work and healing myself from within, I very quickly drew to myself another codependent relationship, another controlling bully to replace my controlling ex, except this time it was much worse. A deceitful con man who preyed on newly divorced women. He was seasoned, he was very smooth, he was a very handsome liar who took advantage of women's vulnerability and was very proud of his prowess of fleecing women of their money. After four years, in which I finally left, I was left with both very little monetarily and emotionally. And at that stage, I surrendered to God to help me find my way out of this darkness. It was through my angelic walk-in experience, which I had in January 2003, which, by the way, I write about in my number one Amazon International bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, which many people do not know. It is actually the sequel to my first novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. So once I had my walk-in experience, it saw me reconnect to my divine eternal nature. Now, once I connected to this heavenly aspect within myself, and everyone has this regardless of whether you have a walk-in experience or not, when I connected to that heavenly aspect, that divine eternal nature of mine, and I lived my life from that, my reality changed to a life of peace, a life of joy, harmony, and it was overflowing with love. Similar to my journey, there are many examples of famous people who have experienced such heartache and harsh conditions which they endured along their journey to success. Let's take, for instance, Oprah. Now, the road to Oprah Winfrey's success was littered with countless obstacles as she survived an abusive childhood, race discrimination, and many career setbacks. She was actually fired. She was fired from a job as a television reporter because she was seen as, and they told her, you're unfit for TV. Another example of a road to success was the inspirational speaker, writer, and author, Maya Angelou, who was very open about the time she spent in her early years as a sex worker. She was a teen mother and worked as a prostitute and a madam when she was a struggling mother. Instead of being ashamed of her past, while she admits that it wasn't the most pleasant time of her life, she respects what she did in order to survive and look after her child. And with all of these stories that are made public, we do get a glimpse into the lives of famous people who model to us that it's not just the easy and pleasant events that we experience in our lives that deserve our focus. It is everything that is contained in the rich tapestry of our lives that provide us with a full, powerful life that contains both highs and lows with challenges, struggles, triumphs, and ultimately transformation. And just like these women's stories, along with my own, the course that we chose to navigate and endure, our perspective and attitude was everything, and our firm belief in ourselves through the rough waters of our lives, that truly made all the difference. You know, it's important to remember that similar to the most accomplished sailors who do not learn how to sail in calm waters, the hardships that we draw to ourselves many times to overcome often leads to greatness. You know, it is strange to think that in many instances, we are who we are because of the challenges and irritations that have tested us. In this regard, I like to think that the forming of a person's character is similar to the evolution of a pearl inside an oyster. Because a pearl is the product of pain. The oyster lies in its little bed, snuggled in the ocean, and many times it is invaded by a tiny little parasite, which succeeds in getting into the very heart of the oyster. Now, to combat this parasite, the oyster sends all of its healing resources to the site of the wound to bring about healing. In the process, the scar or the healed wound becomes a pearl. Come to think of it, where there are no wounded oysters, there simply are no pearls. It's our challenges that provide us with the opportunities to strengthen and empower ourselves. You asked me if I had any advice or tips to share to make your life easy. Well, people look at my husband, Pete, and myself and our life, and they often say, how is it possible that the two of you are able to accomplish so much in such a short amount of time? Well, I guess our secret weapon is very simple. Every time we hear the voice of God speaking in our hearts, telling us to action something or step forward along the path, even if we did not know precisely where we were going, we sidestepped logic and we stepped forward in faith. And every time we stepped forward, we've been given the next piece of the puzzle towards realizing our dreams. We see ourselves as faithful children of God, co-creating with His will. Is this way of life easy? Well, far from it. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted, but the rewards I get, I can tell you this, are miraculous and magical. They're more extraordinary than our limited physical minds could ever comprehend or ever figure out. In fact, my greatest advice for anyone is to not ask for an easy life. Ask for God to give you the most beneficial and fulfilling life in which you co-create ways to strengthen your courage, test your faith, and challenge you to fearlessly hold on to and follow your dreams. For once your dreams do come true, it's precisely because of those challenges and hardships suffered along the way that will make the realization of your dreams that much sweeter. I would wish you luck in starting over again, but you know, everyone, life is not about luck. It's about firmly establishing your heartfelt intentions and then opening up yourself to surrender and release to co-create with God and the angels in order for that to happen. By following His signs, her signs, all that is, divine, creator, source, whatever you want to call that, those signs, whether they are easy or hard, you can allow that source or creator free reign to steer you to all the magic, all the boundless, limitless miracles and blessings that you possibly could ever hope for. Now, the Posse of Angels is very kindly giving us a heads up as to what is coming in for many awakened conscious people as we head into September, or we're in September now, but we're heading more into September, into the season of harvest. Those of us who have brought every aspect of our lives into divine alignment through unconditional love and forgiveness, and have surrendered and are no longer attached to pushing our agenda, pushing how life should and ought to give to us. What we're going to be presented with is we'll be open to receive those miracles and blessings that we have wished for. Now, the posse of angels, well, they're very kindly saying, but in order for your prayers to be fulfilled, you may get that perfect job offer, but it may be in another state and you'll have to move. You may be presented with your perfect love and find that he lives and works in a foreign country and he's not moving. Or you may be presented with an opportunity which takes all of your abilities and all of your skills that you're really good at, but you'll be doing them in an area that you've never worked before and will have to learn a whole new skill set in which to use your talents. Well, the posse of angels is asking us, when God knocks at your door to answer your prayers, will you say yes and open the door? Even if it's not in the expected logical or rational way that you thought it would be presented to you, will you still say yes? That's where many of us are at the moment. You know, when I was pondering this, my lovely mother gave me a call, and through our conversation, she told me about a book that she was reading, and she synchronistically recited a wonderful poem to me, which I felt was an answer to my thoughts about God opening or God presenting a door for us to open and walk through. When the poet uses the word love, I chose to see it as a loving ourselves so completely that when we are presented with this opportunity to step forward, to embrace life, when God and the angel shows the fulfillment of our dreams, and we will not let life pass us by. And the poem, the little poem goes like this, it only happens once, not twice. The moments vanishing like mice, scurrying past, life much too fast, and only for the very brave, the strong, the true. And when that moment comes to you, don't let it pass you by. And that's by the writer Danielle Steele. You know, everyone, if you have any doubt about stepping forward when you're offered that fulfillment of your dream or desire, know that everyone who came before you and everyone who will come after you experiences doubt. They may not talk about it, but somewhere inside they experience doubt. The only difference is those that walked through that door said yes. The posse of angels is urging us to go beyond our comfort zone. Take that leap of faith, even if something is challenging and difficult. Don't let life pass you by. Go to where you've never been before. Say yes to that new love, even if it makes you feel vulnerable. If I hadn't made myself vulnerable, I would have never met my beloved twin flame Pete 16 years ago. Open yourself to that new opportunity. For the posse of angels is assuring us, if we are being gifted and blessed with the manifestation of our dreams, then it means that we are more than ready. And we have all the capabilities to step forward to create those miraculous new experiences, that new adventure, not only for the good of ourselves, but for the greatest good of all concerned. To embrace every aspect of our lives and see it as a blessing in any way is enormous. It's a huge realization that has us perceiving our lives that has us going from seeing our lives from a limited physical view to a boundless, unlimited vision of our multidimensional souls and how the many roles conceived to be good or bad, fortuitous or not, that we have played in various incarnations have brought all of us to where we are experiencing life today. And whether they were challenging or struggles, we need to bless them all because they have created a beneficial life for each and every one of us. And it's hard to see that if you don't see it from a higher perspective in the expansion of our soul's growth. But each and every life, the way it's lived, is beneficial. So when I decided to go back to my animal spirit cards at the end of the reading, I haven't used them in a while. And as I was thinking about massively changing our perception of ourselves and how it is grown, I let out a laugh when the animal card that came lumbering in was elephant. Hello, elephant. Like Ganesh, the elephant not only represents immense wisdom, but it also represents good luck and good fortune. With Ganesh being the destroyer of obstacles, it's providing us with assurance that if we felt stuck, the road will be cleared soon. In addition to being wise, the elephant is singularly focused. He puts all of his strength and endeavors on one thing, and he is absolutely unstoppable. It's remarkable that he doesn't rely solely on his enormous size to throw his weight around, but he also uses his knowledge and his gentle, noble, generous countenance to help him through life. For those of us who are called to take our messages out to a much wider audience, Elephant speaks to taking on a leadership role of our tribe. It reminds us to be true to who we are and to not take on an air of superiority, but to remain humble, compassionate, and to seek peace and harmony among everyone in our human herd. So thank you, Mr. Elephant. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break. If you want to call in for a angel reading, free angel reading with myself and the wonderful posse of angels, call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. And we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just to repeat, last week was my 400th Angel Healing House weekly radio show, as I started it in January of 2012. And I had a giveaway last week for all the callers who called in, whether I was able to speak to them or not. They went into a random draw for a gift package for all of my books, for Angels of Faith, book about my two near-death experiences and how we do not die, my two number one Amazon International best-selling novels, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And also, I'm throwing in my CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This is my guided angel meditation CD. I'm putting all of those in the package, and I'm happy to announce that out of that random drawing, I chose Justina. So Justina, after the show, I will call you and tell you the good news. So do remember to call into the show on 1-800-930-2819 if you would like a reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. But I wanted to remind everyone that we are experiencing a full moon on September 14th coming up. It's in the watery sign of Pisces. Full moons tend to make us pretty emotional, and they trigger us and they make us reactive. And when there's a full moon in a water sign, man, it really can increase our sensitivity. You know, some keywords for this Pisces full moon is sensitivity, intuition, you know, heightened intuition, dreams, creativity, compassion, forgiveness. To help us through this time, we can really put our emphasis on being compassionate by helping and being kind to others, and specifically be very kind to yourself. Be gentle. Make sure that you do not sacrifice in order to help someone else, and practice setting up those healthy boundaries. Make sure you're not giving too much of your time, your energy, your finances, and your general well-being and emotional health away. With Pisces being in the last sign of the zodiac before we get to Aries, full moons being tied to endings, this full moon could portend a very important ending in your life, and all endings bring about then a new beginning. This could be a relationship that is ending. This could be an ending of where you live. This could be an ending of a job or your work in order for you to start something new. And we may feel that now is the time for something to end again so that we can move on. It's important to note that Pisces rules our subconscious mind. So again, our intuition could be stronger, making it easier to pick up some subtle signs from spirit, from your own angels. All full moons have the ability to reveal something that has been hidden, and it might make us feel very vulnerable. If this happens, know that everything happens for our highest good, and use some of that watery goodness. That's really important. That watery goodness entails being very gentle. Let me go on. This is the time of harvest. This is really important to remember. The September season always brings us into a time of harvest. Let me just do this. And the time of harvest is what we've worked very hard for, and all the effort that we've put into something. And some of us have worked tirelessly for working towards our dreams, that harvest is telling us that now it will be rewarded. And, we'll open to receive. We will reap what we've sown. Things have not always been easy, and you may be feeling exhausted, like you've been pushing molasses across a flat surface. You've been working so hard for so long, and maybe you feel like you've received little reward, but please don't give up, even though you're tired. You're very close to the finish line. As you're nearly there with the energy that is coming through, you will be able to reach your goals. Just do not give up. You know, usually, Excuse me a minute. I'm just typing something in here. Often when we think about giving up at that moment, we are so close to the finish line. Let's go to our callers. We're going to take our first caller, and we have Pete in California. Pete, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What is going on in your life?
I can really relate to that last part that you were talking about being tired, but you're almost there. I do feel that way, and I'm still feeling pretty positive, but it feels like just this month is more of a time for tying up some loose ends of things and just recharging and regenerating, I guess, for a period of time. And you mentioned the full moon coming up on the 14th or whatever it was. So it feels like that all relates to me. And so all of that is fine. But I'm just curious if there are any particular messages to come through. You know, I think I'm sort of resigned to pretty much the bulk of this month being just a little bit of down tools for the for the time being.
Right.
And so I guess, yeah, if there's any particular message that would come through for me, I just wanted to see what the cards have in store for me.
Okay. Now, while I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are so proud of you. Oh, my gosh. They're making me cry. They're saying you have done an absolute 180-degree flip from the way you used to be. If something wasn't working immediately, you would push harder. And if that didn't work, pushing harder, then you would try to figure it out. And you would tie yourself in knots, and your health suffered for it, and you had mental anguish. But now there's a freedom about you, that's saying not now doesn't mean not ever. And if it's not showing up now, it's giving me time to give to my health. Perhaps take a walk in nature. It's giving me time to watch that funny movie or that, you know, wonderful movie that I thought about watching and I never had the time to do. It's you're looking at life from a very balanced way now, and your intuition is absolutely on fire. And they're saying that the more that you can keep following your intuition, yeah, you can listen to some people's suggestions or kind advice or that, but ultimately, you are 100% driven by your intuitive hunches and your feelings now and go with that. So it's the perfect time this month, which has been up until now, to down tools, as you said, and give yourself that time just to be. And also, they're saying that what we expect and what we're attached to, we must let that go in order for the miraculous to come in for us. You know, so many times we restrict and we constrict ourselves as what has to happen next and through whom and why and all those many things. So let's go to the cards. Wow, Pete. This is the magician, and the magician comes out when you have all the alchemical tools that you need, and you're using them. The thing is that you're using them, okay? A magician doesn't say, this needs to happen, and click his fingers, and there it is, because they're saying that because of your efforts of releasing, we get more by releasing and surrendering when we co-create with the divine, rather than pushing our own agenda. They want you to know that there is so much that your angels have orchestrated and connected the dots. They're connecting all the dots for the fulfillment of your dreams to happen. And you have become the magician by surrendering and releasing your agenda. The next card that's coming out for you is Four of Pentacles. They're saying there's going to be a great deal of security. And not just security around money. They're saying you will secure money. that's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a problem. And they're saying, you just have to release the how this is going to happen. It will be miraculous. It will be miraculous. And also, because it is for a higher cause and a higher calling, when you asked for this to come about, it was like a dog on a bone. All of your angels got together. And they keep using the word, the money is being secured for you. So that's a very different way from you know, how I've read that card before. You definitely are walking away from the old life. Not that the old life was bad, you know, but it feels like it was past your use-by date. What they're telling me is the old life that you've lived up until now has been too small. It's like a coat you've outgrown. And everything mm-hmm. is going. Everything is going to change. And there is the full moon. Oh my gosh, I'm getting shivers up and down my legs. There is the full moon in Pisces that is portending, and they're saying something from the 15th onwards, something from mid-September onwards. Use this last week. I'm not going to say anything. Nothing's going to happen this week, but use this last week to watch that movie, go out in nature, you know, take an extended lunch, do those things, and especially with the people that you love, because you may not have time to do that before. I'll choose another card for you, which is the Nine of Pentacles. There is the money, there is the wealth, the harvest. You see, the wheat in the background is the harvest for her, and the Nine of Pentacles is living, not only living that luxurious life, but having that feeling inside of you of richness. Before you go, and before we get to our next caller, I'm going to choose a card. Oh, that one just fell on the floor. Hang on, let me just reach.
And also, can I ask if you've got time, just going back to that, I think it was the second card you said, the securing funding. There's a couple of different projects. Can I ask, is it the one Hawaii related or Australia related?
Okay, let me see here. Hawaii related. Will Australia take a little bit? They're saying that the Australian one
both.
Maybe both. No, I have more of a feeling towards the Hawaii one. Okay. And that doesn't mean that the Australian one is you know many years away. It just seems like the Hawaiian one is going to.
It's more immediate. It's closer.
Yes, it's more immediate. And they're also saying that's why you met and were drawn to and co-created meeting some people recently.
Yeah, it seemed like an energetic connection, which
yes.
in a way just brought things closer to reality, to
yes, yes.
today, rather than some future project.
Yes.
So I saw that as just a little bit of a road sign, a little signpost saying, yeah, well, you know, here's some additional energy to add to this, which is going to help it manifest. So.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've gone to my Hero's Journey cards. These are beautiful cards. They're by, what's her name? Kelly Sullivan Walden. I'll just show everybody the pack there. And it references the hero's journey that we have all been on. You know, Joseph Campbell spoke about, you know, the 12 steps in which we go on the adventure and then we have challenges and, you know, we meet mentors along the way. We become the mentors and then we come full circle. And so many of us are at that stage now where we are deciding what will we do with this treasure that we've brought back. the hero's journey card is Trip the Light Fantastic and Dance with the Universe. So this is a card of celebration. it's a card also, as I said, take this last week to really grab a partner, grab a friend, or to go out and to do those things, you know, to as a celebration, because when the new comes in, you're still going to be dancing, but you may not have time to do those things that you wanted to do before. So I hope that's all been helpful.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thanks very much.
Okay. Take care. God bless you. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have David in Hollywood, California. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm really well. Now, what's going on in your world?
I don't really know. Just a lot of remaining kind of like as a pillar or being stable. Yep. Amidst all kind of like this kind of chaos around me.
Yes.
So, you know, my girlfriend's taking her daughter in about an hour or two over to a psych ward for 3 days. And then there's just some other stuff. So I just kind of feel like the work that I've been doing in my own personal life, and then also the work that I do, has allowed me to just kind of be centered amidst all kind of this chaos.
Yes.
And then within that, it's also, I guess, like you were talking about with your last caller, you know, the kind of just this process of not putting attention on anything and just seeing, I guess, how things unfold.
Right.
You know, I have a couple books. I co-wrote a film, and all those things are kind of just, there is no movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's not really a lot of movement in my work life, even though there is, just not the way it was like over the summer.
Right.
So I guess just asking the angels, just because there's definitely got to be some sort of learning here that maybe I need to learn something. I'm not sure. But I don't know, just asking for any type of message from the angels, just about as far as the movement goes, and as far as, you know, obviously there's some concern about what my girlfriend's going through with her daughter. So
right. Okay.
Yeah.
It is a time where, first of all, with your girlfriend, if we haven't dealt with anything, what the full moons help us to do is they help us to reveal so we can, so something can be disclosed that was hidden in order to be worked on. That's why a lot of people go cray-cray. They go crazy around the full moon, is because of those full moon, those absolute intense, immense full moon energies. Now, it does put you in a situation where, you know, as you said, you're the pillar with all this chaos happening around you. One of the most important things that you need to do now, and then we'll talk about your projects in a minute, is to just be in the world, but not of it. Be the quiet observer.
Right.
You need to detach. And the reason why you need to detach is because if you did not detach, it's going to affect your health on a physical and emotional and mental level. And then your light, your beautiful light that you emit, is going to drain out of you, and then you're no good for you or your family or anybody. Let me see. Also, they want you to set boundaries. They're saying that's really important for you to set boundaries. Tell people that maybe you're not able to do something. You know, I'm getting that, you know, you have such a gorgeous open heart I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to avail of my time, of my money, of my energy. That's not to say that I can't do it. I won't do it anytime or in the future. But for my own well-being, I can't do that now. So the boundary issue is coming up. That's really important. What they also want, what they also want you to know is, it's really important for you to not lose your faith and not lose your hope in these projects that you mentioned, your books and your screenplay. God gave you these things. That's it. God gave you these things. He didn't, he, she, it, creator, didn't give you these things for them not to go anywhere, or then not to, when I say go anywhere, or not to, you know, then be sent out as a message to others on the earth, and for you to have fruition, that's financial fruition, or as a calling card for you. You did, I guess the Posse of Angels are saying, you did this for a purpose. You did this, you actioned it, and the rewards, the karmic compensation for doing that, you did that at the expense of your, sometimes your sanity, you know, because we've all got responsibilities. We've got either children, we've got work to do, we've got different things that go on in our lives. Yet we brought forth these projects, and now really as the harvest season comes up, it will be the time of karmic compensation. So don't lose faith and don't lose hope in those projects, in those books, in those things. You know, I was going to say going somewhere, but they've already gone somewhere. Visualize and see. You know, they've, you know, created wonderful things. The Knight of Cups comes up for you. This is a proposal card. The proposal card is in business, they're telling me. You know, out of this is going to take, that is going to bring about wondrous things. They're referencing New Zealand, and they're saying that in your wildest dreams, you never thought that you would be going to New Zealand and in getting, you know, tattooed and, you know, aligning so much with the Maori, the strength of the Maori people. Magical things are going to happen as a result of the things that you've done. The Nine of Wands is a card of keep going. Just keep going and saying, I put my hands, my heart, and my soul. I put that in the hands of God and the angels, because I will open up to their signs. I am weary now, as the other caller called in, Pete called in and said that, you know, it's the time of downing tools and being okay with that. What you're getting is, what you're getting next is the Chariot, which is the card of movement. It's the card of travel. It's the card of recognition. You've got two horses in this spread, which is about your personal power and stepping into your personal power. A great thing that could help you, David, is to visualize that it's already happened. I am already, you know, bringing this screenplay, being one of the people that is bringing this screenplay to, and having an active role in this, you know, not just having written it and then sell it and then the goodbye, but actually having an active role in it, because these projects of yours are starting a new life for you. And the more that you can feel yourself already living in this life, and I just pulled another card, and this is the new life card. This is the Judgment card. It's the card of a new phase of your life coming in. So they're saying down tools, take this time to set boundaries and to detach yourself for your own, hanging on to your own beautiful light. I'll just choose one more card, and I got that 2 minutes to go before we end the program. But they want to thank you. They want to thank you for your absolutely God-driven efforts to be of assistance to so many people. You have no idea. Oh, isn't that sweet? They're saying that the thin, thin veil, the way you live your life, they're saying, is you just need to let go, surrender, and just let yourself glow. And by surrendering, miracles are going to come in for you. So I hope that's all been helpful for you.
Yes, it's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. And you stand strong like that pillar. Allow whatever chaos happens around you. You don't have to take it on. And they're saying once again, thank you for being such a beautiful light in the world.
Always. Well, thank you so much, Candy. I appreciate you.
Okay. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps our show for today. Thank you to my lovely callers. Thank you for everyone who's listening around the world. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Remember, if you would like to purchase my books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, who is in the body now. And also my lovely CD, my Guided Angel Meditation CD. Please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Or you can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And remember, everyone, please go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and, as always, angel blessings. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.